The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote tomorrow on overriding President Clinton's veto of the partial birth abortion bill. That legislation would have banned a procedure that doctors refer to as a D&E, dilation and extraction. Opponents call it a partial birth abortion. It's performed late in a pregnancy. Commentator David Brooks says whatever the outcome of the vote in Congress, the debate has raised important issues and perhaps opened the door to a compromise.
Earlier this year, Bob Dole was rightly criticized for turning down an invitation to speak at the NAACP convention. But nobody's making a fuss this week because Bill Clinton turned down an invitation to speak at the Christian Coalition convention. Dole and Perot spoke, but no Clinton. Both the NAACP and the Christian Coalition represent important sectors of American society. Candidates for national office should feel compelled to touch base at least once during the campaign with all major segments of the country they hope to lead. Because of groups like the Christian Coalition and the Catholic bishops, we're undergoing painful but necessary debates, like the current one about partial birth abortion. The pro-life movement launched the ban on partial birth abortion to establish a precedent that at some point in a pregnancy, even if it's only at the very end, abortion should be prohibited. Now, I happen to be pro-choice, but the way some segments of the pro-choice community argue this issue is creepy. They hide behind euphemisms that this is just a medical procedure, or they ignore the status of the fetus. It should be possible to be pro-choice and to still acknowledge that aborting a fetus in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month is a moral evil. Clinton, to his credit, didn't shy away from the moral consequences of late-term abortions, but he said that his veto was necessary to protect the health of women in extreme circumstances. In fact, doctors have been quoted in the press saying that most late-term abortions are initiated by healthy women with healthy fetuses. And Clinton was inaccurate when he said that the medical community endorsed the practice. In fact, it's not taught at a single medical residency program, and it's not recognized as accepted surgery by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Clinton did say that he would have signed a ban on partial birth abortions if it allowed exceptions when the mother faced serious health risk. If the override of his veto fails, as it's expected to, maybe that's the way to go. Ban partial birth abortions except when the mother's health is endangered. That would be a first step for those of us in the uncomfortable center who want to reduce the number of abortions, especially late-term abortions because they are a moral evil, but who don't support a total abortion ban.
David Brooks is a senior editor for the Weekly Standard. The Food and Drug Administration said today it was prepared to approve RU486, the so-called abortion pill, but the FDA said final approval of the drug will not be given until it's clear how it is going to be manufactured and labeled.